Hey everybody, it's Caddy. We're in the April Cafe, and April means birthday month for my favorite drummer and also really one of my favorite people in the world, Mr. Roger Taylor. Welcome,
hello.
Welcome, Rod.
Yes, another birthday. Yes.
Another birthday. They come along birthday. So fast, don't they?
Because this has got to be like 20, hasn't it? 20 birthdays, I would
At
have thought.
Least.
I think by the time, you know, when we did the reunion, by the time we'd had our first birthday, Caddy maybe was 2003, do we think? Maybe.
I met you shortly before 9/11, and that was 2001. So we might be 19 or 20 birthdays, Rod.
We've done
together.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we're still here doing it in 20 years' time.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello,
yes.
Hello, Caddy. Yes, I'm still here. We've got another tour coming up this month, and we've just finished our 30th album.
Could you imagine? I feel like, let me put in my dentures before I can do the cat.
Yeah, exactly. Hang on, darling. Do get my dentures on my ear trumpet, will you?
Well, right now we still look young and spry and happy and mostly relaxed. Your background, I'm sitting in Tanner's messy room today because I have nowhere to sit anymore with all these dogs in my house. So anyway.
Yes, okay. But I was going to say, anyway, 80 is the new 50, apparently. So in 20 years' time.
You're not 80.
No, but in 20 years' time, I will be.
Okay.
And I'm still going to be looking, feeling good.
You look good. And I think you feel good. And you keep yourself in good shape. You take care of yourself.
Oh, thank you.
I can take a lesson from you. So I'm always tired and dragging. And anyway, this is not my cafe. It's your cafe. We haven't spoken to you since December. A few things have happened since then, but I want to ask you about it. But I just want to let you know that last night when I couldn't sleep, I did a tweet and asked fans to come in with some questions. So you and I will do like a lightning round.
I'm ready for it.
That'll be so fun.
I'm here with my cup of tea.
Oh, I'm actually thirsty.
See, that is one of the secrets, I think, of eternal life is drinking tea. My dad drinks like 10 cups of tea a day.
Your dad looks good.
Then he goes off on his mountain bike. So there's something to be said for tea drinking. So you should have thrown it all in the sea.
Do you drink green tea or just regular tea?
Just regular English breakfast tea.
Oh, do you put anything in it?
I have milk and sugar. A little bit of milk. Whereas I know in the US, you tend not to have the milk, do you?
Well, I always grew up drinking with milk because my mom did. But then I stopped. When I realized no one else did it, I didn't do it anymore. But I did grow up. I like it with milk.
It's the tip of the day, lots of tea.
Yeah. If I'm not feeling, you know, great, I'll have it with a little milk. It like relaxes me.
Okay.
So, Raj, you have a birthday coming up. And on your actual birthday, the band's doing a rescheduled Q&A at Prism. Am I right on that?
Not Prism. Prism.
Yeah. Oh, Prism.
Prism.
And
it's
going to
feel a little bit like prison on my birthday.
I felt bad for you. So how are you going to celebrate your birthday then? Lots of fans.
What we're going to do it the week after, I think, because we've got a really busy schedule coming out. We're shooting off to Ibiza next Thursday. So I don't think there's going to be much time.
No celebrating right now.
So I think when I get back to London, we'll do something. But I never make that much of a big deal about my birthday anyway.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, actually. And then, right, you have a busy week because shortly thereafter, you're going to Ibiza.
That's right.
And in Ibiza, you're doing a first. Now, when's the last time, I'm going to guess, you last did a real DJ gig, like 2 years ago in Texas? Maybe?
No, I've done a couple, actually. I did one in London.
Oh.
Few months ago, I came over to the US actually to do a DJ set.
Right.
which wasn't a public event, but I did do a DJ thing there. But I haven't done much, to be honest with you. So I've been upstairs practicing.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's going to be fun, I think.
Yeah. Like, so would you...
And it's all about preparation, really, DJing. It's all about the preparation. If you've done enough prep on it, it usually turns out okay on the night.
So that's what I was going to ask you. You curate all the songs in advance, pretty much?
You do, yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, you might take a few diversions on the route.
Yeah.
My main set.
Yeah.
But that won't be set in stone because that kind of thing is not going down so well. You know, you can make a little diversion, unlike the band set, which is
set.
You're playing those songs, whether they're going down well or not.
Right.
Very hard, obviously, to suddenly rejig everything and do a different song. But with DJing, I think the fun of it actually is being able to go off in any direction
at any one time. Right. And because it's a more Duran-centric crowd, because of this specific event, will you, just as a sneak peek, will you put more Duran Duran in or not? No, maybe not. Or is
I think I will, actually. I am. Yeah. There's quite a few Duran remixes in there and songs that have Duran samples. So it will be quite Duran-centric. Not the whole thing.
Right.
That would be a nod to Duran Duran.
Very.
Which I do anyway. I usually have a few things that are Duran.
Yeah.
People still come out saying, "You didn't play any Duran Duran. You didn't play enough Duran Duran."
Well, it's a good cross to bear, Raj.
I know. But it'll work. It'll work.
Yes. So this is very exciting. I'm excited for you. And this will be the first gig you've played. Is it the first show you've played in 2022? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we have played this year.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. It takes me a minute to register. But this is exciting because it's an open air venue. It looks absolutely gorgeous. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. And it seems to be a really popular event, this. I've got so many people coming and there's so many people texting me saying, "Oh, we're coming to Ibiza." But it seems to be really popular. So I think it's going to be fun.
It's a
great island as well. Ibiza is just, wow, it's amazing.
I've never been.
Fun island.
Yeah, I was going to go.
Son Elliot is arriving on a boat. He's coming on a boat from Mallorca.
Oh, wow.
With a relative. So Elliot there and maybe go out for a sail one of the days.
Oh, that's nice. Fun. That's very sweet. Julian is staying home, I assume, because
he's at
school.
Yeah.
So what song are you looking forward to? Give me some songs you're looking forward to playing live.
From the new record?
Yeah.
Oh, generally. I think All of You. I love playing that song. Anniversary is that's a great song to play as well.
Yeah.
They're the main ones, I think.
I bet everybody gets excited.
Probably do. I think we're going to work up Future Past.
Yeah.
Track. So we'll see how that sounds.
Oh, I love that song.
Beautiful Lies. We're going to work up next week as well. So
that's going to be fun. This is the first
Tonight song. United, of course. That's such a fun song to play live.
I don't know if you remember. It was so many years ago, maybe close to 20 years ago. You guys did just a fan community only show, I think at Roseland or something like that. And that was just like you had to be a member of the fan community. And it was like it was a very small show. And I don't think you remember that. And then you played some smaller shows.
We came in front of the stage at some point. And I think we did. We came and spoke to the audience.
I remember it. Yeah, I remember it was in June. I think it was on Father's Day, actually, if I recall correctly. But it was nice. And you haven't, you've done a lot of small shows that's obviously filled mostly with fans. But they could always drag along like a boyfriend or a spouse or something. But this weekend is really for Durannies. I mean, this is going to be all people that, you know, love Duran Duran, that just would travel to Spain to see Duran Duran. So there's an added pressure there, Raj. I mean, how do you guys feel? This is
We're used to the pressure.
Yeah. Okay.
And we know our fans are very patient with us, and they've stuck with us through thick and thin, through good and bad. So yeah. We're never nervous about playing in front of our real fans.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. That's very, very sweet. All right. So I told you that I had started this Twitter thing last night when I couldn't sleep, and I'm going to do a lightning round, Raj. It's like we're on a game show together.
Uh-huh.
And you're okay. In $1 million.
Can I say pass if I don't know the answer?
You could call a friend. Ask for a lifeline. Yes. My favorite question is so far, because I read through them all before we spoke, is your hair fake?
Oh, wow.
I
was at a party a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A guy comes up to me and he says, you're Roger Taylor from Duran Duran, right? I said, yeah. He said, I've got a question for you. He said, do you wear a wig? No. I said, this is my own. And he actually felt my hair.
Oh, my gosh.
See whether I was wearing a wig.
You must have hated that, too, that he felt your hair. Roger and I.
It is real. And it's I'm very, very lucky to have my hair. And it seems to grow like hay. I mean, it just grows. I mean, every time I go to the hairdresser, lovely hairdresser, Cristiano, he says, what happened to your hair? It grows so much. So I'm very lucky that
I'll say
it grows that. My hair is the same as it was when I was 16 years old, I think. So it's a bit gray, a little bit gray around the sides, but I'm very lucky in that department.
You thank Mama for that. You know, that's natural.
Yeah, I have the same hair as my mom. So thanks,
Mom. Okay. Have you ever doubled up with another drummer? That's from Nicola.
What you were going to say then, actually. Have I ever doubled up with another drummer? In what way? To play along?
Guess in a live setting. If so, how did it go?
I've played with a lot of different percussionists, like Rafael de Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, and... We've had a couple of girls play with us over the years. But
Chastity.
Chastity, exactly. That was the name I was searching for in the washing machine brain.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever played along with another drummer, you know. I've never done that. But it's not something that I've often enjoyed seeing, because you're both trying to play really well the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's very hard to get two drummers completely synced.
Yeah,
so you're always going to have flamming, or it's going to sound a little bit messy. So it's not something that I've ever enjoyed watching, to be honest with you.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe if Julian gets really great at the drums, you'll do Bill and Nick Collins.
He's quite good, actually. Just sat there and said, you should get him on stage with you. You should get him playing on stage with you.
And you said,
well, I'll run it by everyone.
Hi, Roger, says Diane. Why does Duran Duran never play New Moon on Monday? I think you guys have played New Moon on Monday.
We have, and it was segued into Reach Up for the Sunrise.
Yeah.
Quite a time.
Yeah, Diane.
I'm not quite accepting that question because we have played it.
I agree. Becky J says, Roger, for your birthday, you are offered either a talking hamster or a roller skating monkey. Which do you pick and why?
Well, I used to keep hamsters as a kid, and I loved my hamster, and I actually bred the hamster, and I had lots of little hamsters. And then I took them to the pet shop, and I sold the babies to the pet shop, came out with quite a lot of money.
Oh.
And that was the first bit of money I ever earned in my life.
Wow.
So I do have an affinity with hamsters. I do love hamsters. So yeah, I think I'd go for the hamster, the talking hamster.
Okay. Are there any unannounced guests for Ibiza?
No.
You don't want to phone a friend on that one?
You obviously know more than I do.
Maybe. I don't know anything. Have you, that was from James Montgomery. Yvonne says, have you ever met Roger Taylor of Queen? I think we've addressed that before. I think you have.
I think we've done that one.
Yeah, we've done that one. Okay, Gary says, if you could drum with another band that came out in the 1980s for one night, who would it be?
Came out in the 1980s. Oh, wow, that's a good one. Could they come out in the 70s but still be performing in the 80s?
Were you going to say Genesis?
No, I wasn't actually. Good.
Sure.
First names that came to mind who I loved when I was in my older kind of teens, who started in the 70s but went into the 80s, were Simple Minds. I loved.
Oh, wow.
I loved Japan. Roxy, I think Roxy Music actually, because they all still have great records in the 80s. So I think it will be Roxy Music.
Look at that. Roger says, Mel, do you get to see Villa much, and predictions for league position at the end of the season, please?
That's a really sore question at the moment. That's a really sore one, because we got our new manager and we were doing really, really well. And we just seem to have bottomed out, and we're nearer to the relegation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we've gone right down the table. So I'm hoping we really rally by the end of the season. And I would really hope that we get at least where we were last season. So I'd be happy with a mid-table position, maybe 12th in the table. I mean, not very optimistic at the moment, but I really don't want to end up right down in the relegation area.
So here's a follow-up question, a few questions up. I scrolled up because I remembered seeing it. It's from Frontier FC. I don't know who that is, but it says, what's been your reaction to Steven Gerrard's first go as a gaffer at Villa? I don't even know what a gaffer is. What do you hope will happen with the club in the future? And have you ever thought of buying your own lower level club?
I can't afford it. I've had too many children.
you do. Never too many, though. Who's Steven Gerrard and what's a gaffer?
Well, a gaffer is the English word for boss.
Oh, right. I knew that.
Yeah. So Steven Gerrard is the current manager.
Right.
He used to play for Liverpool, and then he went up to Scotland to manage Rangers for a few seasons, and then came down to manage Villa. So we had this wonderful period, this golden period in the first few matches where we were winning everything. But we've definitely bottomed out a bit now. So reality is biting. But I think he will sign some good players over the summer. Mm. I think implement his way of doing things a little bit more. And I think we can really judge him next season, because he was just kind of dropped in the middle of the season. They're not player. You know, they don't know his way of working. So you have to give them time.
You're so nice, Raj. You wouldn't last long in New York, being such nice fan.
Get that gaffer out.
Get out. Okay, yeah, he sucks. Tiger Eye says, how have you found the key to peace and happiness? We fans lovingly refer to you as the Buddha. Look at that.
Who refers to me as that?
The fans refer to you as the Buddha because you are always so happy, they say.
Oh, really? Oh, they don't see me first thing in the morning. I get up every morning and go, oh, no, not again. Oh, no. Oh, another day. Oh.
My alarm goes off a little.
I have my third cup of coffee, then I'm thinking, oh, okay.
Do you drink coffee?
The day's not so bad.
You drink coffee and tea?
I do. I have coffee in the morning. I didn't tell you that, did I?
No.
I'll be just a goody-goody about tea. But I have to have at least 3 cups of coffee before I can even speak to anyone.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
And I'm not a morning person at all, I've got to say. I think you know that, don't you? From when on, we were on tour once and you
know
called.
That, yes, I do know.
And in the morning, I said, this is a ridiculous time. I'm still asleep.
I do know that you're not a morning person, but you're never.
And I think that's why I became a musician, I think, because I hate to get up in the morning. And my dad was trying to get me working. He was trying to get me in a job where he worked. But he had to get up at like 6 in the morning. And I thought, screw this. I can't get up at 6 in the morning, every morning. Oh, screw this. I'm going to do something else.
You're lucky, I guess. I know that your daughter, her partner, is in fitness, and he must get up very early for certain clients. So you couldn't do that. I have a friend whose husband is similar business, and he meets clients at 5 a.m. And I'm like, 5 a.m. full to work out at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my.
I had a house guest once who came stayed here from Australia. And he was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, are you okay? What's wrong? Is it the time difference? Is it the jet lag? Said, oh no. He said, I get up every morning, mate, at 5 a.m. I'm up, I'm out walking at 5 a.m. I come back and have my breakfast. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, no.
Just not tenable. How do you do that?
I couldn't do that either. Duranny Girl says, how excited are you to be nominated for the Hall of Fame? And will we get a new single to celebrate it?
Mm. Sorry, what was the first part of the question?
How excited are you to be nominated for the Hall of Fame?
I think we're very excited. I think we're, and it was kind of unexpected.
Yeah.
Nobody kind of gave us any warning about it. It wasn't like it was something that was discussed particularly. Then one morning I woke up and I think maybe you had sent me a text saying we'd be nominated. And it's incredibly exciting. Just to be recognized by such a respected body in the music business is important, I think. And the kind of thing that when you pass away, it's a legacy, isn't it? It's a legacy that you leave behind. So it's very exciting. And hopefully we'll actually get in there, because I know that the fan vote doesn't really have that much.
Well, it's 1 point, I think, bearing. Out of 10 points. But you're running, it's 1 full point. So we can't, and the fans have made such an amazing effort to make sure you get that point, and they've run away with it. You're definitely aren't going to get caught. You'll definitely win the fan vote. And that's very exciting. You have the best.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll have a bearing on the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good about it. You know it's in California this year, which I'm not happy. Oh,
in New York, is it in California? That'd be cool. In November.
Yeah, I don't like to fly.
But let's not plan too far ahead. Let's not count our chickens before.
I'm counting. You don't have to count. Joy Huang said, she has a cute picture on her Twitter. Hi, Joy. Which songs make you pick up your sticks to replicate their style? Which current songs make you pick up your sticks to replicate their style or inspire you?
I think I'm going to have to pass on that. I've not heard anything that's friend, very inspirational.
You must not listen to Wush.
I don't hear any drummers on records these days, I have to say.
Yeah.
It seems to be programmed. So now, of course, Taylor Hawkins passed away, so that's another drummer that's another great drummer that's bitten the dust. We've had Charlie go, so there's not many great drummers out there anymore, I don't think.
No, Neil Peart, you're a great drummer. Neil Peart from Rush.
I think he retired, didn't he? I think Neil Peart,
he passed away.
Retired.
He passed away, and then he passed away. I think he retired because he knew he was dying, he had cancer. I loved Neil.
We've got Bill Collins.
Who can't play.
Play very much. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So there's not many great drummers out there anymore. I mean, we have Chad Smith. Thankfully, he's still playing.
Yeah, the Chili Peppers.
There ain't a lot of great drummers out there anymore.
You need to start listening to Whoosh. That's what you need to do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mine
yeah,
and Simon's yeah. show. Yeah. And then you would hear yeah. loads of new music. We only have a few more questions. Well, there's a lot, but I'm only going to ask you a few more. Hear Me Travel says, LeGifford, happy birthday, Roger. Do you have a favorite birthday memory or a special gift or a surprise party or a destination birthday? So she's given you lots of things to choose from, which might have been a special birthday for you. Have you had any of those?
That's quite a tough one. As I said, I've never really made a big deal of my birthday, and I've never liked the idea of a surprise party, I've got to say. Probably when I went to the Maldives, I went for an amazing holiday in the Maldives. Gisella booked it for us. I wasn't that crazy on going because I think we're in the middle of work, and then it was a long flight to get out there. And she said, no, we're going to do something really special for your birthday. And I've got to say, it was the trip of a lifetime. It's incredible. Aww. If you have a chance to go to the Maldives, go, because it's paradise. It's absolute paradise.
Aww.
So that's my best birthday memory.
Oh, you have a nice wife. I'm just noticing one fan, Barbara. I want to congratulate her. She's not going to Ibiza because she's 50 years old and she's pregnant. God bless you, okay. Barbara. Wow, that is exciting. And I guess we'll just, let's see, do we have one? We'll leave these questions with Stacy Johnson, who didn't ask a question, but just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. That's very sweet.
Thank you.
That's very, very nice. So, Rog, so we already discussed what you're going to do for the big day, which is work. Hey, do you think Duran Duran are going to come back to America in 2023? I get that question a lot on Ask Caddy because you're doing about 14 dates in America. You're starting, oh God, I had to say you're starting. I don't remember where you're starting. You're starting somewhere. And then you're coming.
Minneapolis, I think.
Oh, yeah, Minneapolis. Thanks, Rod. You could be Ask Caddy for the day. And then
I have a fact that I actually remembered that you didn't.
I didn't remember, right?
Memorable.
Yes, right.
Ben, right there. You see, I don't know. I don't know where we're playing at all.
Ask Roger. And I know you're going to Maryland.
Connection. I remember that. I thought that's cool because it's the home of Prince.
Oh, right.
But I think we will come back because one of my favorite destinations is not on this tour, which is Miami.
I
spent a lot of time down in that area nowadays, and I've got quite a few friends down there that I'm looking forward to inviting, but it's not on the tour list. But don't worry, Florida, we're going to be down there at some point, I think. I think there will definitely be a second leg of the tour where we'll take in these other places that didn't quite make it onto this one.
Yeah, Florida and Boston were two big ones.
Boston.
And then, of course, Australia, fans from Australia.
I think we'll get down there next year, I think.
You do?
And the thing about Australia, everything sounds like a question. When they're talking, everything goes up at the end. And that is really the key to the accent.
You're doing a good job, Rog. That was very good.
That is the secret. Like everything, yeah.
You know, you look a little like Hugh Jackman when you smile. I noticed that before. Yeah, he's very handsome. So that, and he's Australian. What's that?
I'm going to have to Google him and look at him. Somebody came up to me and said, I look like Roman Polanski on the airport. I was on the airplane. And after about 2 hours into this flight, this lovely flight attendant, this guy came up and said, oh, do you know, you look at exactly like Roman Polanski. I said, really? Oh, wow.
No.
That one before.
No, unless you meant a very young Roman Polanski, but I don't, yeah, I said it.
The young Roman Polanski, isn't it? He said, oh yeah, he was so handsome. I got to tell you, he was so handsome. He was gorgeous. So I got a new one, Roman Polanski.
No, I'm going with you, Jackman, Raj. I think I see a little Wolverine in you. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll have a look at it.
Well, Raj, thank you so much for coming into the Birthday Cafe and bringing in a
cup of
tea. On behalf of all the fan community listeners, of which there are plenty, I want to wish you in advance a happy, happy birthday. You're looking quite well. I think that this is a fun time for you and the band, and I want to wish you the most happy birthday that I can.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, lovey.
Thank you very much. And I'll see you hopefully seeing you next year.
You will be seeing us next year.
Oh, no, I'll be doing another one before that.
So. You'll two more. I'll see you in September, Cafe, and then we'll be back at Christmas. It's so weird how time flies. I think when you have children.
Probably the older you get, the faster the time goes. That's the old adage, and it's true.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway. We're still here.
You're still rocking. Lots of love to you on your birthday, Raj. And we will look forward to having you back in the cafe soon.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.